Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Spring is here and the driving season is just getting started. And the best way you can assure that you're going to get to where you want to go without having to stop for a major repair is to take your car to one of Don Duncan's three locations. Now in Millbrook on Highway 14, the original Don Duncan at 408 Madison downtown, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, all three offering what they've been doing for years, customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. One reason why people forget to maintain their cars is, I don't have time. I don't have somebody to take me and pick me up. They'll take care of that for you. Just get your car so they can change the oil, rotate the tires, and get their certified technicians under the hood to make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to a problem that puts you on your way to someplace special on the side of the road, waiting for a tow truck, and perhaps spending a day or two in a place that you didn't plan to go to begin with. So ensure that you're going to be able to drive to your vacation destination with confidence. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. By the way, if you need new tires, true wholesale pricing on all major name brands, and they always quote a price that includes professional installation. At all three Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto locations.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
The Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Okay, listen up.
It's a new hour, time for a new name for our call-in 4 carats. Your chance to win a 1 carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite. That name is Charlie Brooks. Charlie Brooks, you have the rest of the hour to call 396-5477 and get qualified. If you would like to register and listen out for your name, just go to newstalk931.com, click on the banner there, and then register your name, and you could be winning a 1 carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite. Charlie Brooks, call 396-5477.
Please clap.
Great Scott.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This persistent wet and steamy pattern will be fading away later in the week. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast. Could be some heavy downpours in spots. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a sun and cloud mix. Not as many storms around, but still some spotty storms will be roaming around. High temperatures will be in the mid-80s, lows tonight in the upper 60s. And then, as we get into late week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, drier weather, good bit of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
See, I'm not one of these people who's worried about everything. You got people like this around you. Country's full of them now. People walking around all day long, every minute of the day, worried about everything. Worried about the air, worried about the water, worried about the soil. Worried about insecticides, pesticides, food additives, carcinogens. Worried about radon gas, worried about asbestos. Worried about saving endangered species. Let me tell you about endangered species, all right? Saving endangered species is just one more arrogant attempt by humans to control nature. It's arrogant meddling. It's what got us in trouble in the first place. Doesn't anybody understand that? Interfering with nature. over 90%, way over 90% of all the species that have ever lived on this planet, ever lived, are gone. They're extinct. We didn't kill them all. They just disappeared. That's what nature does. They disappear these days at the rate of 25 a day. And I mean regardless of our behavior. Irrespective of how we act on this planet, 25 species that were here today will be gone tomorrow. Let them go gracefully. Leave nature alone. Haven't we done enough? We're so self-important. So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees. Save the bees. Save the whales. Save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired of that. I'm tired of Earth Day. I'm tired of these self-righteous environmentalists, these white bourgeois liberals who think the only thing wrong with this country is there aren't enough bicycle paths. People trying to make the world safe for their Volvos. Besides, environmentalists don't give a about the planet. They don't care about the planet. Not in the abstract, they don't. Not in the abstract, they don't. You know what they're interested in? A clean place to live. Their own habitat. They're worried that someday in the future they might be personally inconvenienced. Narrow, unenlightened self-interest doesn't impress me. Besides, there is nothing wrong with the planet. Nothing wrong with the planet. The planet is fine. The people are difference. Difference. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Do you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages. And we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
Adios, muchacho.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast on News Talk 93.1 FM. Happy hour on WACV. We'll be here till 6. Joey is somewhere, but Rosie is here.
Woohoo! Hello there.
And here they are.
Please clap.
Start with it.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
Filling in for the Joey this afternoon is Rosie. I'm going to go with the same story that we used this morning because it's so electrifyingly stupid. This whole climate change crap, which is why I played the Carlin thing coming up, because I don't think he can play it enough. Because he defines it perfectly, the self-important arrogance to think we're going to change the climate. That we're going to somehow reverse forces that have been in place since time began. But that's not the lecture we need right now. But the stupidity of this religion, this ideology, this enormous left-wing hoax has infiltrated. You're going to tell from this next clip that this guy isn't particularly bright. I think that kind of jumps off the page. But and by the way, last year was a very quiet year for tornadoes. 2011, we had some serious outbreaks. It's different every year because the climate does change, but not because I drive a Rogue from Jack Ingram. If you really believe that, I will help you find a qualified counselor to deal with your issue. Check this out.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
It's a twister! It's a twister!
AOC, we have finally found marriage material for you. Well, listen, I got to hear this voice again because the stupid is built in.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles.
Into traffic circles.
Because on the county, you want to know why?
Why?
When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Wasn't there a song by that title? Go Round in Circles?
Will It Go Round in Circles by Billy Preston.
Yes.
Same guy that does our traditional roll call song. I just find it mind-boggling that somebody could actually come up with a theory like that. I think that's what caused the rain today, the traffic circles downtown. There's a lot of cars in those, and they just spun up a lot of hot air, which cooled as it reached the higher altitudes and then turned into rain and thunderstorms. And I already have a rain gauge reading at my place this afternoon, and this fell rather quickly. 26 hundredths of an inch. That puts me over 2 inches since this period of rain began back, I think it was Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So, and let's take a look at Linford Doppler. This first line, this looks actually more like a mesoconvective disturbance than anything else. It's the first line is through, and there's another one to the north and west, but that one doesn't seem to be holding together as well as the one that passed through already. That seems to be dissipating. But we'll watch it, and when it's necessary, we will scare the absolute crap out of you.
It's the end of the world.
So you pay attention.
Yes.
To what we have to say on this radio station. Well, this is going to be an interesting week.
It is.
I've never had, it's been a long time since Joey's even had a day off. So I'm glad you're here. I appreciate you stepping up to volunteer for this.
Glad to do it.
The other somewhat shocking story, even those who are casual baseball fans know the name David Ortiz. He was shot. In fact, some described it as an assassination attempt because this guy has a very big status in the Dominican Republic. He was in a bar. Somebody shot him in the back, and while it did some internal damage and they had to fix a couple of things, no major organs were struck by the bullet. And now the Boston Red Sox are flying him from the Dominican Republic back to Boston to make sure he gets top-notch medical care. And I made the point, I was talking to Rich about this this morning because he's a big baseball fan. And so I don't understand why these players, let's be honest here, they come from these whole countries, as Trump describes them. They make tons. This guy's made well over $100 million over the course of career. The next 8,000 generations of Ortiz's should be well taken care of. But they go back, and I understand, that is your country. But they're very dangerous, especially if you're a known person and you have money. There have been baseball players and other athletes who have had family members kidnapped. That happens in Venezuela. That's another wonderful socialist old mess. And then there have been at least 3 major league pitchers who have been killed in car accidents in the Dominican in the last few years because nobody follows the traffic laws. You think it's bad here, it's worse there. So I don't understand. I understand that's your home. You know what? I was born and spent the first 26 years of my life in Chicago, Illinois. And I grew up there, and I probably sabotaged my radio career in the early end because I was not ready to leave the city. I loved it that much. My mom and dad were there. My family was there. I knew the city like the back of my hand. That helped you be a better person on the radio. But I never got the opportunity. So finally I had to say, nah, it's just not happening for me here. I can do better. So I left. So I understand, but that was a long time ago. And I can tell you for certain, I have no interest, zero interest in ever going back there again.
And I'm the same way with California.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I spent my childhood, my teens, and my 20s there, but I have no interest in ever living there again.
Did you see what your wonderful former state did yesterday? The legislature passed a bill that's going to put California taxpayers on the hook for something like $100 million to provide health care to illegals, while the rest of the chumps are either purchasing, you know, or contributing through work or whatever. Does everybody understand that Democrats don't care about American citizens? And you know what? A lot of the Republicans aren't a whole lot better. How do you like this deal with terror? Oh, God, these guys are provoking Mexico. That's I'm going to have to pay more for my sugar.
Or my avocados.
Yeah, my avocado toast. Hey, a-holes, guess what? He had no support from Congress, no support from the Senate. Well, guess what happened? Mexico said, okay, we'll go along with this proposal. He did it on his own. And how does the media handle it? The media says, well, the New York Times said, it's not a win for Trump. The deal was already in place. That's what the New York Times is saying.
But they haven't been enforcing it. They haven't been doing. If it was, they were not living by the terms of their agreement.
Once in a while, you have... I always think of this whole... It's an old, old commercial. You have to break a few eggs to make a real mayonnaise. I think it was from Kraft. And we have no financial interest in promoting Kraft mayonnaise. But we have salespeople who will sell you time if you want it. Sometimes you have to take a risk to win, you know, to make your point. When is this man going to get credit for anything? I do believe, let me check my phone here. We'll be talking to Brant McDonald in a couple of hours. All right, the market finished up, the Dow finished up 78 points. It was up at one point about 200 points. It still finished over 26,000. It has regained about 12 or 1,300 points in a week. In a week. When all the wailing wall pounders and all the vetches and, China and they just, how many times does this guy have to kick ass and take names before somebody gives him a shred of credit? You may not like his style. You know why? Because we're so used to bullshit artists. Not just Obama and his ilk. Did you see this thing today? I put it on Facebook before I left the house. Oh, my God. Biden is showing off friendship bracelets. One that says Joe and one that says Barack. Are you kidding? Joe Biden, are you kidding?
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
He's the reason Trump got elected. And now you want to show off your friendship with him? Why? Because the idiots in this country, the people that pay no attention to anything or get spoon-fed their pablum from MSLSD or some other communist network like CNN... Well, nobody's watching CNN. Can't be them. You don't understand that 8 years of... That's all we heard. It's like a siren going off every couple of days. By the end of the day, he was so plastered on pot, he just draped himself over the podium. Whoa, got a little bit, you know. Come on. Joe Biden is not going to be the nominee. He's already too old, and I don't mean because he's 78 or whatever it is. He comports himself that way. He's the good news for Joe is that the people that are trying to win the nomination, these upstarts and stuff, they're such dumb people. I got to watch because Rosie's here this week. I got to keep my language in check. They're so stupid that they're going to, they don't even know what they're talking about. There are people with zeros. Eric Swalwell, whatever his name is, no, zero in the, right now, zero in the Iowa caucus poll. And guess what? He had a Jeb Bush moment. Please clap. And nobody, you know, I had to tell, prompt the audience. He paused. I'm going to pull it up here on my email and play it for you. Because just, and what, I don't even know why he's running. Nobody ever heard of him. He's got nothing in the way of an idea or a clue. I noticed I paid $2.22 a gallon at MAPCO for gas on Sunday morning. Because I have a MAPCO card to get 7 cents off. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's damn good. When you consider the inflation over the years, I would venture a guess, I don't have a calculator, I'd venture a guess that's a better price than we should be paying, factoring in inflation, going back to when gas was, you know, in the 30s. So, and it's summer travel season. Usually it goes
way up.
So what do you have to bitch about today? Democrats, what is wrong? What is so terrible when you got a president who's truly interested in helping you as an American have a better life, pay lower taxes, get better results, maintain the sovereignty of this country, and in the same breath, maintain the sovereignty of your citizenship so it means something, while the other party is out providing health care for people that broke in? Do you hand out health care cards to people that rob your house? Hey, on your way out with all my stuff, take this. You're covered. I'm sorry, the Democratic Party is a flaming joke. Our first caller of the afternoon is David.
Yes, and yet you have people who are going to vote for them lock, stock, and barrel like they're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Probably like this guy.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles.
That guy, there's your Democrat right there, the tornadoes in the traffic circles.
Hey, and let's not forget New York, who just passed benefits for illegals but turned down benefits for veterans. First responders and veterans.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It's like, I don't know. It's the education system. The education system
is
so shot to hell with left-wingers. That's where the real issue needs to be addressed.
Absolutely. And it's been that way for 50 years.
Yeah.
You know, it started back in the 60s, so.
I don't know how you unwind that. By the way, I got an email from a friend today who said, free speech is now on college campuses is now the law in Texas. Guess what? The founding fathers made free speech the law of the land 200 and almost 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Why do we have to have a law that says free speech on college campuses? Because these nasty people.
He's looking at me, David.
Watch it now.
Rosie's going to be a major influence on this show over here, I can tell you that. Anyway, David, thank you for the call, buddy.
Take care.
Appreciate it. All right, 272-9228.
And, you know, the thing is, Greg, there's a lot of things that President Trump does. I mean, you know, they can get under your skin sometimes the way he does things. But he's a change agent. He is a change agent. And the stupidity is to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. It's not going to happen.
Yesterday, let me see if I can find this on Facebook, because I just put this quote up. Oh, look at the little doggies in the basket. There's Crusoe, the wiener dog. I want to talk about that WLS hit parade, too. Oh, God. How about this? Philadelphia is banning balconies and bay windows because they're symbols of gentrification.
Now, that is just...
What kind of jerk-offs people did you put in the city hall? Here's the
ridiculous.
Quote.
Ridiculous.
Those who want the government to regulate matters of the mind and spirit are like men who are so afraid of being murdered, they commit suicide to avoid assassination. And I'm proud to say that 63 people, including the wonderful Eddie Bader and others... liked it, and 17 people took the time to like it enough to share it. It's 327. It was Mr. Elected that brought you this genius.
Have tornadoes here until we start to put into traffic circles. Because on the count of you want to know why?
On the count of you want to know why?
When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
I could chop that thing up into a whole roll call full of sound bites, you know? Yeah. Are the tornadoes here? There's your climate change genius. Mr. Electric is the company that is there for you when you need any type of electrical work done. Maybe you're hearing a humming sound in a part of the house, lights flicker for no apparent reason, an outlet's dead. There are things happening that just don't seem right. Don't guess on that. Get it diagnosed by master certified electricians from Mr. Electric. When you need something installed, a light fixture, a ceiling fan, whatever it is, have a certified master electrician do that. Here's the thing. You call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. They come out. You ask them, this is what I need done. They give you a price, and that's what you pay. Any debris or mess that's created by the install, they clean it up for you. And they leave you with the result. They're fantastic. We have used them on three different occasions for a multiplicity of things. Moving an outlet that was badly placed. Putting wires into a light fixture that was there but had no wires running to it, so we couldn't turn it on. They installed, you just heard it there. That's my Ring doorbell system. Mr. Electric put that into, that's why it works so well. So you don't have to think about who to call. Just call Mr. Electric, 269-8886. Visit MrElectric.com. They are awesome. Sam?
Sam.
I am. Mr. Bedell.
Yes, sir, Sam.
You are making my day. I heard that this morning. Our gentleman that's upset with the traffic circle. I've told my father. I'm telling everybody. And I'm glad you're hanging with it because that is good. Oh, it's so good. Yeah, man, I just wanted to say thank you.
I usually like, you know, I do Mr. Electric's Most Electrifying Story in the morning and the afternoon. And I try to do two different things, but that was a gift. I just could not turn that down.
Oh, man. And look, and not just tornadoes. Throw in there crop circles, ringworm, ring around the posy, all that, man. Them traffic circles are rough. I still remember the first one I ever went through. It was 94, and I was down in El Salvador. And they had one that was like four or five lanes wide. Man, you know, I'd never seen nothing like that for my life. The rule of the road, the larger vehicle had the right of way. And we had an Army Hemet, you know, basically an 18-wheeler type vehicle. And, everyone got out of our way. But it just, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh my, I was intimidated. Just, anyway, yeah, man, they're causing tornadoes.
I was going through the traffic circle on the AUM campus, which is part of my shortcut home some days, and I saw a tornado developing in my rearview mirror. It was an amazing thing to see.
Yeah.
Sam, thanks so much,
Greg,
for the call.
Hey, man, I love your show. Out here.
We appreciate you, buddy. Take care. All right. We are exactly 3:30 already.
Time flies when you're having a good time.
Yes, it does. Oops. Oh, we have another person actually calling in wanting to talk to us. Can you believe it? Let's see how the roads are doing.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit FormalOutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our Monday afternoon traffic, and things are really busy on the boulevard this afternoon. There's a lot of traffic. It's slowing down at the intersections. Be careful and watch the traffic around you. If you're on the interstates, they are up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems to slow you down as you're headed in or out of Montgomery, and the 31s all look good this afternoon. You may encounter some slick spots out on the roadways this afternoon, so be careful and watch out for the other guy. Todd's Produce brings the Chilton County peaches straight from their farm to you and whip up some fantastic homemade peach ice cream, too. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Hope Inspired Ministries is moving out of the historic old First Presbyterian Church building. First Baptist owns that building and has plans to tear it down. And Alabama Power is closing several offices across the state, including many in the central Alabama area. And six Republicans are facing off in a primary tomorrow for the House District 74 seat, replacing Dimitri Palicos, who passed away. The race could end in a runoff between the top two finishers, and there is one Democrat who awaits that general election. And finally, today marks the third anniversary of Mike Hubbard's conviction on ethics violations. He is awaiting an Alabama Supreme Court decision that could send him to prison. Hubbard is the former Speaker of the Alabama House of Representatives and had been one of the most powerful politicians in the state. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This persistent wet and steamy pattern will be fading away later in the week. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast. Could be some heavy downpours in spots. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a sun and cloud mix. Not as many storms around, but still some spotty storms will be roaming around. High temperatures will be in the mid-80s, lows tonight in the upper 60s. And then, as we get into late week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, drier weather, good bit of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 80s. But the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. You know, we're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. Right up the river from downtown is this Montgomery Marina. The marina's the spot where you can get down here and rent you a pontoon boat out, park your own boat down here in the slips where you can just jump in it and go out there and cruise up and down this beautiful river, get on and catch you some fish. Oh, man, you can get out here at nighttime, get you some frogs. How about that? Does that sound like good? Speaking of frogs, we got them on the menu at the Capital Oyster Bar. That's right, frogs, crawfish, good old catfish. There's all kind of good eating right there. We'll tell you about good times. Down here on Sunday afternoons, Miss Gracie Curran out of Memphis. That's right, we're back up to Memphis again this week. Gracie and her band will be down here Sunday afternoon, killing it. Just got an incredible voice, a high-energy show. So y'all want to check all that out at CapitalOysterBar.com. Got a Facebook page you can check out. Y'all get down here soon, come hungry, we'll be looking for you.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dad's Day coming up.
And that's my dad all over. Yes, he's a real goober. That's my dad all over, and I'm glad he's mine. Each night after dinner, he loosens his pants. If you think that looks funny, you should see him dance. And that's my
interesting, two favorite days of the year, about 6 months apart, Christmas and Father's Day. And I actually know what I want this year.
What is that?
I won't say anything on the air in case word gets around.
Okay.
Are you hearing rain, or is that the air conditioner in this room?
I was trying to figure it out myself.
I think it's this AC. What's it said? A little snowflake Joey. If it's over under 72 degrees, he gets like frigid. I don't understand it. And he goes to cryotherapy. He should.
Well, I usually bring my sweater in, but I dropped it in a puddle outside. So
you should never do that.
I know. Thought, well, you're not going in today.
3:39 is the time. There's. I don't want to get all bogged down in the same crap every other talk show is focusing. I want to move into some different things. Look at this, desperate. John Dean's going to testify on the Mueller report. So the Mueller report wasn't enough. It didn't give them what they wanted. So now they got to investigate the Mueller report. What are they doing for you, the Democrats in Congress? What are they doing for you? Are they looking into maybe more tax cuts or something that'll make your life better, some kind of infrastructure plan?
No! Roads and bridges! Bridges and roads!
That's all we heard for 8 years.
No!
Did any roads get fixed?
No.
Did any bridges get rebuilt?
No.
Did anything?
No.
For $1 trillion a year? No. Here's Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
Yeah.
Chad?
Can you hear the rain in my car? Holy cow. Coming down out near Tallahassee.
Oh, I see the weather is moving into that area now. It's already past here.
Woo! Man, I'll tell you what. That's some serious big drops of rain there.
What you doing up that way, I asked nosily.
Meeting with a client out in that area. I love it. It's beautiful out there. All the big farm fields and everything. It's
yes,
really
nice. No, I my old friend Ben Atkinson took me on several tours of Tallahassee, and I really got to know it in a whole different way. I love that old factory. That's the structure is still there, but most of it's kind of was destroyed in a fire.
Oh yeah, the mill.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like an ancient ruin.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Somebody lost some serious money in that fire too.
And how sad that they never rebuilt the Hotel Tallahassee. So we, because I was supposed to go to Sunday brunch at that place for the first time. Everybody used to rave about it.
It was wonderful.
And then, like a week or two before I was supposed to go, that's when that fire happened from that punk little ass kid.
Yeah, can you believe some kid did? And it actually, the mill was burned down by two kids too. Yeah, well, I mean, when I was a kid, the worst thing we did was shoot a bottle rocket at somebody's house on the 4th of July. Now arson is required.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. So, it makes me think of that sad situation, Flips, which is a pretty popular place, and when the one at Perry Hill, Atlanta Highway.
Right, Flips. And, I remember that.
Enough.
So Father's Day. Father's Day is very special for me because my son was born Father's Day weekend.
Aww.
And the irony is this weekend my son is getting married on Father's Day weekend.
Oh.
So 27 years ago he was born, and I'm... So God gave him to me 27 years ago, and now I'm giving him away to his bride, you know, so it's kind of, I thought, man, what a coincidence. I mean, literally, you know, he's getting married the same day that he was born. It's like, what are the odds there, huh?
It's pretty wild.
But I'm real close to my dad, and you know, I know that you and your daughter are very, very tight.
Yeah, I'd like to be there for Father's Day, but it really works out that way. But I am going at the end of the month.
Right, right. Well, just tell her it's a delayed Father's Day that she still has to give you a present.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
Right, right.
She is the present.
You know what? Let me explain something. It was 6 months ago. We had the Christmas with the elephant in the room, and she is, her marriage in one day gone.
Right,
and without the resources to support herself in the place they had, so her entire life was getting blown up.
Yep.
And she not only got through that, she got the promotion she tried to get at work. She became a homeowner the same day that job was verified, February 11th. And we've been working on getting that, you know, all nice and fixed up for her. Now, don't think for a minute, I don't know that she would prefer to be with...
She landed on her feet pretty good considering
she
what.
She did.
I'm just glad that I was alive, and God bless the people of the River Region for giving me a life that allows me to help her.
It's good that you didn't have a weapon with you.
You know, Chad, here's the honest truth. I wish I could say I hate him.
No, I can't.
I hate what he did.
Right.
And I hate what he did to my daughter, but I can't say that. We're all in on that. I mean, it wasn't, you know, certainly my daughter's born the worst possible emotional trauma from that. But the whole family, we were close. We were close with his family, and I spent two Christmases with them, and I loved them, and they loved to read my magazine columns and stuff.
They were probably as disappointed as you are.
Oh, I would bet on that.
I mean, we've all had family and friends that have been involved in the same thing, and I'm with you. You can't. All hate someone will do is make you bitter. You know.
Right.
You know, people make mistakes. Sometimes they're real big. They have consequences. And
you've been a listener and a friend for many years, and you know that when I had those things happen in my life, I did not handle them well at all.
Right.
And for that alone, I'm so proud of her that she has not become in any way, shape, or form. If anything, she's become more determined to move on. I'm proud.
Well, don't we always? And I was thinking about this, but you know, I have to give a speech at my son's rehearsal dinner. And I think the one thing all of us parents want to happen is for our own children to have more character and fortitude than we do. And I'm sure you succeeded, and I know I succeeded. You know, it's amazing in the world that we're living in that we can still raise decent children, you know, that grow up to be good folks. So, anyway, thanks. Happy Father's Day ahead of time.
And same to you, buddy.
All right, y'all. Take care. Be good.
All right. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
It's a great guy. Yeah, you know, and time goes by so fast, Rosie.
I know it.
I'll never forget the hardest, the most challenging time I've ever had in 14 years here was the Monday after Thanksgiving, because that I got that call on Sunday night of Thanksgiving weekend.
I remember that.
And I have to admit, I was just paralyzed. It was really hard to come in and have a good time, to feel so helpless. There was nothing I could do from here or there, really, except plan to be there for Christmas. But look, you compare that to situations that other families are confronted with, and okay.
And Chad's right. She landed on her feet.
Yep.
She's resilient. She's strong.
Now, let me ask you a question. Yeah, I need your advice on this one, because when I'm going to go down there, I'm going to talk to her and ask her, are you ready to date again? Are you interested in dating again? Because I'm going to suggest she try online and just shop and go out to dinner with somebody for fun and no obligation, and just kind of re-engage that whole process.
I mean, I think she should socialize and do things, you know, with friends.
She's got good friends.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe she has been on a date. She hasn't said anything to me. And she probably would be reluctant to do so because she's, oh, no, I hope she hasn't picked, you know, another person that's going to hurt her.
Online dating, and I know it's very successful for some people, but it kind of, I'm not going to say it scares me, but I would not be interested in online dating at all.
Silver singles.
No.
People 50 and over.
Yeah.
They always look so happy, just like the people in the medical ads.
I just,
you know,
think
like
it's
the lady that's walking her bladder down the park. They're flying balloons and kites, and her overactive bladder is under control and holding her hand. It's so touching.
Unfortunately, if people were honest, that would be one thing, but it's just another opportunity to lie.
There was a comedian who had a great line years ago. He said, he was talking about dating, and he said, can we just skip the preliminaries and get straight to the lies?
Exactly.
Because I'll say this, I never exaggerated anything. Stupid thing. Let's talk for a minute about cars.
Yeah.
Jack Ingram's signature used cars. And my job, my mission, as given to me by Tip Thames and those great people over at Jack Ingram, is to talk specifically to vehicles that are available under $10,000. And they have them in all price ranges, all brands, low mileage, recent vintage. That's why we're five-time purchasers. And sometimes when I get jitty, as Al Sharpton says, I think about...
get jitty with it.
I've had my Rogue almost 2 years. Maybe, you know, I don't know. We'll see. But this is the season of the year where families are getting ready to send a student off to college. And they may need a vehicle to do that in. So you're probably shopping on a budget. I love my Rogue, but the Nissan Murano, which is the next level up from the Rogue, is an awesome SUV, and they've got one for $99.90. It's 2013, and it's got all the features in the world on it, that nice, deep, rich, metallic gray color. There's a 2009 Murano in there as well. I mean, unbelievably reasonable mileage. Look at this. If you want to get something sporty, a 2008 Ford Mustang V6 Deluxe, $6,800.
Yeah.
So, like, you want to go sporty, there's even a 2004 Hyundai Elantra GLS for $4,300. Thing is, every single car that's in this category or anything with the Jack Ingram name on the back end is a car that has been vetted to the max. So you're buying with confidence. And again, as I said, we are five-time purchasers. Those are payments I make every month very happily. 235 Northeastern Bypass, or visit them online at jackingram.com. Wow, there's a name I haven't seen in a long time. Wolfgang.
Hello, Greg. How are y'all doing?
We're up to, you know.
I know that you were lamenting the passing of the Hotel Calais.
Yeah.
Just a FYI, so you will know, the cooks from the Hotel Tallahassee, they all started a restaurant in Tallahassee a few years ago. It's in East Tallahassee, just a couple of miles past the hotel, on the other side of the dam there. And it is called Larry Melvin's, and he serves lunch every day except Saturday. And it's under $10 with tax and drink and everything, and it's the same food.
That's, where is this again?
It is in East Tallahassee, about two miles past the hotel, and it's right across street from a Dollar General. It's where that the Chinese restaurant used to be in East Tallahassee.
Okay.
Is it a
sit down place? Do they do brunch? What do they do? Meeting 300?
Yeah. It's lunch. You sit down. It's kind of a buffet, you know, a la carte. You just choose what you want, and they have several meats every day, lots of vegetables. They have things like dressing, turnip casserole, which is to die for, squash casseroles, meatloaf, chicken every day, rice, whatever. But, I mean, beans, and it's all real, real good. The best yeast rolls you've ever had.
Well, I'm glad you took time to make us aware of that, because, the key to any great restaurant is the chef. And I'm glad those guys have moved on and got something going on. That's cool. I appreciate you following up with that.
Okay, sir. Well, thanks. Y'all have a great show. Thank you.
Good to
thanks,
hear from Wolfgang. You, too, Wolfgang. It's been way too long. We already wrapped up the first hour.
Wow.
Life goes by quickly when you're hanging out with hot women.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome, Rosie. It's 3:53. Let's see what's happening on the road.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling along with you and your Monday afternoon traffic. We have one accident to tell you about. It's on the Selma Highway right in front of the Montgomery Regional Airport, so be careful there. If you're on the boulevard, it's extremely busy this afternoon. Watch yourself around the traffic lights. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. We don't have any problems on 65 or on I-85. And traffic on the 31s is moving along great this afternoon. It's vacation time. Create your memories in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. The road is calling. Get ready and make it happen. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
A couple of things coming up next hour. Our friend Morris Drinnenberg found an idiot of comparable stupidity to the Tornator in the traffic circle guy there in Pennsylvania, and we'll have that moment that Eric Swalwell had in front of an audience. He's one of the 8,000 Democrats running for president, and he's the tragedy of this guy is completely born without a personality, and from what he says, an iota of common sense. Billy.
Hey, Greg. How you doing today?
Actually, pretty good. How about you?
Doing well. You were talking about earlier about Donald Trump and how he comes across as brash, if you go back, Greg, and you look out through history, that's what you want. You want someone that's brash, someone that don't give a rat's rear end about what people think to make great decisions.
Let me give you a comp. I don't mean to jump you here, but let me give you a comp. Harry Truman, who was very outspoken, very blunt, especially
exactly
for
right.
that time. And, of course, it was totally predicted by the media that he had no chance to win, to the point where the Chicago Tribune published that infamous headline, Dewey defeats Truman. I think we're watching history repeat here. I think people...
Exactly right.
They're just... In fact, the great line that Mr. Swalwell was going to say, I can be bold without the bull. And nobody clapped. I mean, get out of here.
Well, you look at General George S. Patton. You look at people throughout history, your great leaders. And when you're in a war, you don't want... Nice people don't win. But let's face it, nice people never win in this world. And the way things are set up. You've got to be mean. You've got to be aggressive. You know what? You've got to cut some throats in order to win.
It's too bad.
And that's what we got as president.
It's too bad the prick Mitt Romney didn't learn that lesson. If he had fought just a little harder in 2012, he could have won that election. But he kind of...
I don't have nothing for that sleazeball.
For the nothing. Oh, no, no. He's... Are you kidding? He's getting... He's making me sick. He's another enemy of the people.
Exactly.
I have no use for the man whatsoever.
And sold but, Donald Trump down the river like he did.
They're all doing it. Where were they? How much support did he have from the Senate and Congress when he made that deal that told Mexico, here's the way it's going to be? Zero, because they're all prostitutes for the Chamber of Commerce, because the Chamber, you can't, got to resist that, or we're going to cut off your campaign funds. And he did it alone.
Well, if you go
and now
back...
Nobody wants to give him credit. There's such...
Well, if you go back right now, and you since Ronald Reagan's been our president, every American president that we've had has been a Nazi up until the election of Donald Trump. And every country in the world knew that. They knew that the United States could be taken as a chump. China, Mexico. I guarantee you, if Hillary Clinton was president right now, them jokers would be pouring in by the tens of millions. And crime would be rampant across this country, just like it is in France, just like it is in England right now.
Well, Billy, let me. I'm tight for time here. I want to thank you for the call, but I do want to tell you this. I don't know if I want to be around if Trump can't. I think he will. I mean, I think it could be a super blowout. Because if you think he's going to play patty cake with this collection of clowns, that's why. My only worry is that they'll dig. Some people are thinking Hillary's going to run. Yeah.
I don't think so.
But, we'll get into that next hour because, like I said, we're out of time. Got to run downstairs to check the mail.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTE Outdoor Power.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-license class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. You want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, Bo Goodson, @charter.net.